South Korea plans stablecoin law as opposition pushes tax repeal. South Korea is moving on two crypto fronts at once. The Financial Services Commission, FSC, is reportedly drafting a single government-backed digital asset bill that would set rules for stablecoins and exchanges, according to a Cointelegraph report published July 29, 2026. In parallel, opposition lawmakers are pushing to repeal the country's long-delayed crypto tax rather than let it take effect. The two efforts pull in different directions but land on the same market. One tightens the framework around issuers and trading venues. The other lightens the burden on individual holders. Together, they signal that Asia's most active retail crypto market is trying to settle its rulebook after years of stop-start policy. A single bill instead of scattered rules. The FSC's approach matters because of what it replaces. South Korea has governed crypto through a patchwork. The Virtual Asset User Protection Act. For investor safeguards, separate reporting rules for exchanges, and no dedicated statute for stablecoins. A consolidated government-backed bill would fold these threads into one framework and give the regulator a clear mandate over stablecoin issuance. Stablecoins are the piece drawing the most attention. One-pegged tokens have been a recurring talking point in Seoul, with banks and fintechs both eyeing issuance. A government bill that defines who can issue a stablecoin, what reserves they must hold, and how redemption works would remove much of the guesswork that has kept larger players on the sidelines. It would also put South Korea closer to the licensing models already live in the EU under MiCA and taking shape in the US. For anyone who spends stablecoins day to day, the reserve and redemption rules are the part worth watching. A stablecoin spending card is only as reliable as the token behind it, and a clear domestic framework for one-pegged coins would give Korean users a regulated on-ramp that does not depend on offshore issuers. The tax that keeps getting delayed, South Korea's crypto gains tax, has become one of the longest-running policy sagas in the region. First proposed years ago with a 20% rate on annual gains above a threshold, it has been postponed repeatedly amid pushback from retail investors and disagreement between the two major parties. The latest opposition move would not delay it again, but scrap it outright. Repealing the tax would be a straightforward win for the millions of retail traders who make South Korea one of the highest volume crypto markets per capita. It would also remove a reporting overhang that exchanges have been preparing for. The counterargument, which the FSC has weighed before, is that a functioning tax regime lends legitimacy to the asset class and brings crypto in line with other investments. The two initiatives are not formally linked, and they come from different sides of the aisle. The stablecoin and exchange bill is government-backed, while the tax repeal is an opposition push. Whether they advance on the same timeline is unclear, and a repeal would still need to clear the National Assembly. Market backdrop is cautious, not euphoric. The policy news lands during a soft stretch for prices. As of July 29, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $63,646, up 0.6% on the day, but down about 3.9% over the week. Ether sat around $90 and Solana near $73, both lower on a 7-day basis. The crypto fear and greed index read 34 in fear territory. That backdrop is worth noting because regulatory clarity tends to matter more in flat or fearful markets than in manic ones. Clear stablecoin rules and a lighter tax load are structural changes that shape where capital sits over months, not the kind of catalyst that moves a chart in an afternoon. South Korea has spent years signaling it wants both stronger consumer protection and a competitive domestic crypto sector. This is the clearest attempt yet to do both in the same session. The detail that will decide how much this matters is still missing. The actual text. A government-backed bill can range from a light licensing regime to a strict bank-only stablecoin monopoly, and the opposition's repeal could stall in committee like the tax itself has for years. For now, the direction is set, even if the specifics are not.